It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. Hey, let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
I'm still being socially distant.
That's right. We're separating ourselves. We're not wearing masks yet, but...
I got a handkerchief just in case.
I do too, so, yeah, but we'll just try not to breathe on each other here. We'll be okay. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's pretty exciting times we live in. Huh?
That's right.
It's different out there. But everybody,
definitely a time to remember.
Yeah, want everybody to take care and stay safe and socially distance themselves.
And please enjoy this beautiful day we're going to have.
Get out and enjoy it. Yeah, we had, I was looking 73 yesterday and mid 70s again today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get out, go for a walk or something. Go for a bike ride.
I went for a four-wheeler ride yesterday.
Yeah,
and
I heard about that.
That turned out more adventurous than I thought it was.
Yeah, that's a whole other program in itself.
That's
right. There.
Right. That's a comedy program for another day.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Burdell M. Nelson. Burdell was born on September 22nd, 1924 in Bloomington, passed away on April 18th, 2016. He entered active duty on February 10th, 1943 in Fort Snelling in the United States Army Air Force. Was honorably discharged just over 3 years later on February 28th, 1946. He was a radio operator and a mechanic with the headquarters of the 1103rd Army Air Force. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the American Theater Ribbon. He didn't have any overseas service. The Good Conduct Medal, the World War II Victory Medal, and a lapel button for honorable service. So we thank you, Burdell, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Yes, indeed. Very good. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right. And you're back in the office now, right?
I'm back in the office, but we are still close to the public. But I'm meeting people in the parking lot or in the front entryway and doing some home visits. So I'm still getting out there and using the mail service a lot and my fax machine, which I had to get a new one. And
okay. Yep. Some of us still use fax machines.
I use mine
we use ours
at least
quite
daily.
A bit. Yeah. Sometimes people make fun of you when you have a fax machine these days, but we still have one.
It works well. It's still HIPAA compliant.
That's right. It's a handy machine.
Yeah, very.
So let's...
For those in the know of it.
That's right. Well, let's hit our subject today. It's about the VA's telehealth system is growing as veterans have access to unlimited data while using the VA Video Connect.
Yes, the VA Video Connect is an app that the Department of Veterans Affairs has. It's the latest partnership, eliminates healthcare access barriers for some track phone users. A press release came out on April 20th discussing how most of the large mobile phone carriers are teaming up to provide free unlimited data when using VA Video Connect to meet with VA providers via telehealth. This telehealth program, it's a way to use technology to meet with VA providers. I actually used it last week, and it works very well. I've been using it for a number of years now. It saves time and energy driving up to an appointment that can last, driving 3 hours one way to have an appointment that lasts 30 minutes and then having to drive 3 hours back, taking an entire day. You know, it can be done from the comfort of your home or office or wherever.
Yeah, I guess that's, I was watching, what was it, 60 Minutes or something last night or some news show anyway. They were talking about telehealth is really getting popular right now, even just in general with a lot of people because they don't want to go out with the COVID thing going on. So it's really, doctors are spending a lot of time looking at the screen these days.
That's right. That's right. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs announced veterans using VA Video Connect on their track phone mobile phones through the T-Mobile network will no longer pay for data while using video telehealth technology to connect and meet with their VA healthcare teams. Track Phone Wireless is a fourth major wireless carrier to partner with VA to support veterans who are using VA Video Connect. Other wireless carriers that are doing this are T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon began enabling veterans to use VA Video Connect without data charges last year. I think we talked about that on a previous show. But VA Video Connect enables veterans to video conference with their VA providers on their smartphone, tablet, or computer from any location with an internet connection. I actually used it one time in a parking lot.
How'd it work?
Very well.
All right.
Very well. Worked very well. VA Secretary Wilkie says our goal at VA is to provide the best healthcare experience for all veterans, regardless of where they live. This new partnership with TrackPhone increases access for veterans and ensures healthcare is accessible anywhere. Approximately 150,000 SafeLink customers can benefit from this application. In fiscal year 2019, VA provided 2.6 million telehealth episodes of care to more than 900,000 veterans, representing a 16% increase from the previous year in the number of veterans receiving care via VA's telehealth services. VA Connected Care, you can go to their website, which is connectedcare, all one word, .va.gov, for more information. You can also talk to your primary healthcare team, or you can contact my office on it, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
The number is right there in front of you.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838 on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as you like to call it.
Yeah, nice and green down there, but no.
Yep. Kenny dethatched the courthouse lawn. It looks beautiful, as always. And
I was just up there the other day. I had to drop off my papers for my license tabs in your Dropbox up there. So I was by your office.
Oh.
Close. I was close.
Did you honk your horn and wave?
I should have. No, I didn't.
Well, you should next time.
I just had you in my thoughts.
And we're you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good, Josh. And we'll see you again next Monday morning on the radio.
That sounds good. Thank you.
We'll be socially distancing on the radio.
Maintaining our distance.
We're your socially distant friends. All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lackbarrel Veteran Service Officer with us. Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrel County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.